Hello, hello everyone. How are you doing this fantastic day? My name is Zippy Kimani and welcome to my podcast on wellness. Now, in the last episode, we introduced the theme on mental wellness and we talked about the effect of stress and anxiety in your body. Now, today, I wanted us to talk about depression, and I wanted to start off by stating a few facts so that you can see how serious depression is. So according to the Kenyan National Bureau of Statistics, 7 million Kenyans are unemployed. And among the 7 million Kenyans who are unemployed, 1.4 million are desperately looking for work. And guess what? 19.5 million who are in the labor force are in low-paying jobs. And you know how the cost of living in Nairobi has spiked, yeah? And according to the World Health Organization, Kenya was ranked 6th among the highest number of people suffering from depression in the African countries, right? And 1.9 million of cases of depression have been reported in 2016. And the Ministry of Health has said that this number cannot even reflect what is happening on the ground because a lot of these cases are not reported. Why? Number one, because a lot of people who are going through depression are not even aware that they're going through depression. Number two, most of these cases lead to suicide. Yeah. The number has been reported to be 800,000. 800,000 commit suicide due to depression. Yeah. And imagine this is not the real number that is reflecting what is going on in the ground, because in Kenya, committing suicide is a crime. So most of these cases are concealed. They're not reported. So a lot of these cases have gone unreported. So we are not able to really get the exact numbers as to what is happening on the ground. Yet the numbers that we have already are staggering and shocking. Yeah? So depression is real. Depression is being suffered by a lot of people. And the saddest part is that they are not aware that they are going through depression. So today I wanted us to talk about what are the symptoms of depression. Yeah? How do you know that you're going through depression? Because a lot of these cases go unreported and unnoticed. So one of the ways that you can know that you're going through depression is if you are having sleepless nights or you're sleeping too much. Yeah? You're sleeping more than normal. Or if you lack energy and motivation to keep going. Yeah? You wake up in the morning and you feel hopeless. You don't feel like chasing your dreams. You don't feel like, you know, going to look for work. You don't feel like going to work even. Yeah? Other cases are being agitated. Yeah. You're easily agitated. You wake up in the morning and any small thing really agitates you. Yeah. Your head is full of negativity. You easily see how things are not working for you. Another symptom that you can experience is, you know, you don't feel like eating. Yeah. You don't feel like eating at all. You have no appetite. You can go a whole day and you don't feel like eating. Or you overeat. It's called emotional eating. You overeat. Yeah. Another symptom is you stay away from people. You lock yourself in your room, you know, and whenever friends are calling you to go out or whenever you need to go out, you get anxiety. You really do not want to mix with people. You just want to be by yourself. And you think at first you think that you're helping yourself. You say that you want some me time. But when you find yourself cutting yourself away from the world for long periods of time, that is not rejuvenating. You are likely going through a case of depression. Yeah? So depression is real. And when you're going through depression, most people are afraid of speaking out. You know, they are afraid of showing people like, hey, you know, I'm mentally unwell. You know, in Kenya, there's this shroud of negativity or shame when it comes to mental wellness. And it should not be there. I mean, when you're sick, when you're having a physical ailment, you confidently walk into the doctor's office and you say, hey, I'm sick, treat me. But why is it that when it comes to mental issues, we do not have the same level of confidence? Yeah, and we can blame it on our African culture, where if you had a child who is not mentally well, you know, they'd be hidden, you know, and you will find that the saddest things that most of these cases, they might even have been helped had they sought treatment early. Because I have seen people who had a child who was mentally unwell, but with the right concoction of drugs, they were able to balance them and they were integrated into society. Yeah, but it's so sad that the minute for Africans, the minute you realize that your child is mentally unwell, there's that shame and you conceal them and you don't want to show people. And, you know, that is not right. We need to change our whole attitude when it comes to mental illnesses. Yeah. And since today we're talking about depression, how do you manage to come out of it? And the number one most important thing for a person going through depression is having someone to talk to. Because what happens when you're going through depression is that your mind is full of negativity. You feel hopeless. You feel like nothing is working for you, that the world is against you. And if you don't have someone to talk to, you can easily turn suicidal. Yeah. So having a support system, even if it's just one person, and it doesn't have to be family. Friends can be family as well. Someone that you can talk to and that you can feel that you're not judged. Yeah. That is very important. And for friends out there, for people out there, if you realize that your friend has gone off the grid, don't say, excuse me, najifanya, excuse me, ataki kukana watu. Someone might be going through something very serious and the next thing you hear, they committed suicide. Like the case in the media of a youth who committed suicide just because of 5,000. People are saying 5,000 only, right? 5,000 only. But to them, it was the whole world. And probably they had no one to ask for that 5,000. Yeah? So be that friend in need. When you notice your friend is experiencing the symptoms that I've listed, try and talk to them. Try and get them to seek help. Try and get them to talk to someone. If they cannot talk to you, get them to talk to someone who they feel comfortable with. Because talking to someone is a first step because you feel like you are not alone. That support system is very important. So for this podcast, I just wanted to introduce depression and how serious it is. And the next podcast, we'll talk about how to deal with it and how to just get on the journey of mental wellness. If you have any comments, leave them on the voice note. I'd be happy to reply. If you have any questions, I welcome your questions. If you know someone who needs this podcast, please share with them and let them know that they are not alone. They are not alone. 1.9 million cases of depression have been reported, and that is in 2016. So by 2018, there are more. Yeah. So let them know that you're not alone. Yeah. Reach out to them. Be there for them. They need that support system. They need to know that, hey, I'm not alone. I am supported. Until next time, we got this.